things that happened in the lunchroom, because the lunchroom at school is one of the most interesting places, especially once you get to high school, you know, when the lunchroom gets bigger and everybody's segregated according to coolness, you know, in the lunchroom.
Yeah. Sorry, you just brought back some horrible memories.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then the time when I got pudding in that girl's face, because I was trying to open up the container of Tupperware, and I couldn't get it open, and then finally I put all my force into it and went flying across the table, pudding all over this girl's face.
Right in the face.
Right in the face with this pudding. And in her hair, and even got on the ceiling. You have a memory for us?
When I was in second grade, I wore my favorite dress to school, and I was sitting next to a kid, and he's trying to get his salad dress packet open, and it squirted all over me. And to this day, I do not eat salad dressing.
Nice. Did you have flashbacks when I mentioned my pudding story?
Yes, actually, I did.
I'm sorry about that. Did you cry or anything?
No, but I don't eat salad dressing anymore, and everybody always asks me why, and I have to explain it, and they laugh at me.
So what,
it's a very traumatic experience. It was my favorite dress.
Do you just take your salad plain then, or what?
Yeah, I just eat it plain.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that it traumatized you so much.
Yeah, I did.
Well, maybe one day you'll come back to the salad dressing table.
No, we don't
miss
think
you.
So.
We miss you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Looking back to the olden days and and the lunchroom and the good lunchroom stories. You got one for us?
Story. All right. So I moved out to Minnesota from California, right? 8th grade year. And in California, you got open schools all over the place. So it's my first year ever in a three-story school building. And we're sitting in the cafeteria, and this kid is laying on the table, just goofing around or whatever. All of a sudden, he's at the other end. What we did was we called it Minnesota surfing, and we'd slide kids all the way to the end of the table, because there's like 6 or 7 of these things in a straight line. And there's like 6 rows of them. So the object was to get to the other end of the table without getting caught by the principal or the lunch guys.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty smooth until me, the fat kid, got on there. And then I'm like in the middle of the table. Principal's looking at me like, what the hell are you doing, you idiot? And I'm like, I don't know.
He's going to break the table.
Hey, man, I'm just enjoying my life.